This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Vladimir Putin said Tuesday Russia's bloody offensive in Ukraine will continue until goals are fulfilled and insisted the campaign was going as planned despite a major withdrawal in the face of stiff Ukrainian opposition and significant losses. Russian troops thwarted in their push towards Ukraine capital are now focusing on the eastern Donbas region. The U.S. is looking into reports that Russia may have used chemical weapons in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A Ukrainian regiment in Mariupol says a drone dropped a poisonous substance on the port city. The report could not be independently verified.
We're not in a position to confirm anything. I don't think the Ukrainians are either.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there has been credible information Russian forces might use riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents,
to weaken and incapacitate entrenched Ukrainian fighters and civilians.
He says the U.S. is working with partners to figure out what happened. House Intelligence Committee Democrats visiting Poland say the Biden administration and allies will not stand by if chemical weapons were used. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden for the first time referred to Russia's invasion as a genocide at an event in the Midwestern state of Iowa. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement the U.S. could not confirm the drone report, but he noted the administration's persistent concerns, quote, about Russia's potential to use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents. Britain, meanwhile, has warned about phosphorus.